You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children to come up. We have any children today? I think there are a few out there. Good morning. Morning. I am not Pastor Jacob. Bet you could tell that already. I'm Pastor Lee. Pastor Jacob is with his family in Korea, and I am so glad to be here with you all. This is good. And I'm especially glad because this is a really special day in the church. Do you know what this day is? It is a day called Pentecost. It's the 50th day of the Easter season, and it is a day we call Pentecost. And it's special because on this day, God gave Jesus' disciples and friends a gift, a very amazing gift, the gift of the Holy Spirit. But you know what? This gift didn't come in the mail or on an Amazon truck. It came in a very strange and wonderful way. So I want you to think back to Easter. Remember Easter, right? 50 days ago, it was Easter, and we were celebrating the fact that though Jesus had died, God had made him arise alive again. After his resurrection, Jesus spent around 40 days, a while, with his disciples, teaching them more about God and about himself. And then he left them to go and be with God forever. But when he left, before he left them, he said, I want you to wait. They were in a city called Jerusalem, and he said, I want you to stay here, and I want you to wait for the gift that God is going to send you. Well, they didn't know what he was talking about. They had no idea, but if Jesus said wait, okay, they would wait. So they waited, and they talked about Jesus, and they wondered, and they prayed. And then, one day, 50 days after Easter, on a Jewish holiday called Pentecost, God's gift came. The Bible tells us that all of them were together, men and women, Jesus' disciples, even his brothers and his mother were all together in one place, and they were praying, and then suddenly they heard a noise, a loud noise, a noise like a wild wind, and then they saw what looked like fire, like tongues of flame sitting on each of their heads. And then something even more amazing happened, something that might have sounded a little like this.
Hallelujah!
Oh. Whoa. They're noisy back there, aren't they? The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, came to the disciples and filled them with power, and they started speaking, even shouting in different languages. They didn't know all these languages, but the Spirit let them have those languages. And they were some were speaking in Greek, and some in Aramaic, and some in Hebrew, and some in Egyptian, and maybe some in Spanish, and some in Filipino, and we don't know, all kinds of other languages. And all of them were talking all at once, praising God and talking about Jesus. The disciples made so much noise that the people outside the house where they were at could hear them, and they all came running to see what was going on. And when the disciples saw all the people, the Holy Spirit gave them the courage to tell them about the people, about Jesus, and about how God loved them and had sent Jesus to help and to save them. And they kept on telling Jesus, not just on that day, but every day after that. And the Spirit continued to give them courage and strength and patience when times were hard, and guidance when they needed help. And most of all, the Spirit helped them to know that even though they couldn't see or hear him, Jesus was still with them and he loved them. And that is how the whole worldwide church began. That was a long time ago. But here's the best part. God still gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in our hearts, helping us to know that Jesus is with us. Now, unless we're very surprised, you probably won't hear a big wind, and you probably won't see fire on each other's heads, and maybe we won't all speak at the same time in different languages, but when you are kind to a friend, when we help a member of our family, when we show them when we love them, when we see someone who has a need and we say, I can help, That's the Holy Spirit working in us, even now. And sometimes the Holy Spirit just makes us feel joyful and thankful and glad. And I think that's the Spirit too. Yeah. And that's a very good thing, very good thing. Will you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit and that Jesus is with us. Most of all, thank you for loving us no matter what. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, Pentecost is such a special day that Pastor Jacob and I decided that we really, really, really needed to celebrate it with Holy Communion. So I'm going to invite you to go back to your parents and we're going to have that, share that special meal together, all right? And thank you, choir. Good job. Yeah, I recruited him. We could pretend that the Holy Spirit did it, right? That would be good. That would be good.